News release. Ontario Provincial Police. Uniform patrol officers from the Southern Georgian Bay OPP detachment were kept busy over the weekend of March 4-5, 2023 with impaired driving investigations resulting in 7 drivers being charged criminally with impaired driving. Please see the previously released media release dated March 4 of the first 3 impaired driving-related investigations. Number 4 Investigation. On March 4, around 12:45 a.m., officers responded to a report of a minor single-vehicle crash into the fuel pumping equipment at a Simcoe County Road 93, Midland Fuel Retail Station. Through investigation, the driver of the vehicle was located and spoken to, which led to an impaired driving investigation. As a result, Matthew Robert Banks, 38, of Tay Township has been charged with operation while impaired, alcohol and drugs. The accused was released from custody on an undertaking to appear on May 4 before the Ontario Court of Justice. As well, the vehicle the accused was operating has been impounded for 7 days as per the Ministry of Transportation, ADLS. Guidelines. Number 5 Investigation. The OPP Communication Center received a call from a concerned community member reporting a possible impaired driver operating a pickup truck with Salter on the rear and a snowblade on the front on Highway 93, Springwater Township. An OPP officer on patrol stopped the suspect vehicle at approximately 7:25 p.m. on March 4 on Simcoe County Road 93 near St. Andrews Drive, Midland. After speaking with the lone occupant, the officer entered into a drinking and driving investigation. As a result, Ernest Champ, 65, of Penetanguishene, was charged with operation while impaired, blood alcohol concentration, 80+, operation while impaired, alcohol. The accused was released on an undertaking to appear before the Ontario Court of Justice on March 16. As well, the accused faces a 90-day driver's license suspensions as per the Ministry of Transportation, ADLS. Guidelines and a 7-day vehicle impound. Number 6 Investigation. On March 5, around 9:48 a.m., an officer on patrol spoke with the lone driver and entered into an impaired driving investigation after a community member of a vehicle parked on the shoulder of Balm Beach Road in Tiny Township called the OPP Communication Center about a potentially impaired driver. The impaired driving investigation was followed by an investigation into a substance believed to be cocaine that was with the driver. As a result of these ongoing investigations, Joshua David Isick, 38, of Midland has been charged with operation while impaired, alcohol and drugs, and further with possession of a Schedule I substance cocaine. The accused was released from police custody on a recognizance to appear before the Ontario Court of Justice on March 23. Number 7 Investigation. On Mach 5, around 1:18 a.m., an officer patrolling Heritage Drive in Midland noticed a lone oncoming vehicle flashing its lights at the officer. The officer stopped the vehicle on Simcoe County Road 93 in Midland and, upon speaking with the driver, the officer entered into a drinking and driving investigation. As a result of this investigation, Tyler David Neal Davis, 35, of Penetanguishene, has been charged criminally with operation while impaired, alcohol. Operation while impaired, blood alcohol concentration, 80+. The accused was released from police custody on a recognizance to appear before the Ontario Court of Justice on March 16. The accused also faces a 90-day driver's license suspensions as per the Ministry of Transportation, ADLS. Guidelines and a 7-day vehicle impoundment. Over the weekend, officers conducted 6 ride programs in the interest of road safety at various locations throughout the detachment patrol area, checking 151 drivers for signs of impairment. One driver who had been drinking was issued a 3-day suspension for a warn result, and 2 other drivers registered a pass result on the roadside screening device, ASD. Educating the public about safe driving practices with our community safety partners is a priority. If you see a possible impaired driver on our roadways, waterways or trails, please make the call and dial 911 as impaired driving never ends well. Please make a plan to get home safely.